This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as I promised, man, I'm joined on the line by a true South African entertainer born in the deep of KZN and went to the big city, you know what, man, to chase his dream. And now he is a household name. His name is Phamandla Mhlongo, but you and I know him as Maraza. Adventure family, help me to welcome on the line, the one, the only, Maraza himself. Good afternoon, bro. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. What's up, Capricorn FM? It's been a long time.
It's been a minute. Thank goodness you're back, man. And before we go into this, right, I need to play a voice note from someone, right, because I did ask my family to come through, and if they have any questions or compliments, they need to send them through. Let's take a listen to this.
Let's hear it.
Hey, yo, Maraza. Where were you, man? Sonke, let's cut, my brother. It's been a while, eh? Sakfuna, bitch. Yenzi heat, lapu. Ufane, no. I fan you. And future king monada, man.
The funny comparison killed me.
The people are missing Maraza, man. But how are you doing, my brother? Is everything well?
I'm doing very well. Sorry, man. I had a bit of a throat infection, so please excuse my raspy voice.
Other than that, I'm
doing very well. I'm blessed to not only be alive, but also to get this opportunity to talk to you today on Capricorn FM and answer a lot of fans, like the one you're asking right now, where I was, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm good right now, and I'm back.
It's good to hear, man. I mean, you know, my producer was so excited when the team mentioned that, you know, you'll be talking to us this afternoon, because during his matric year, he'd be watching you and learning from you on Gelezandati, man. Does it happen, you know, does it often happen that you bump into people and they give you testimonies on how you help them study in their matric year, baby?
You know, it's crazy. It didn't used to happen a lot, not at all.
Mm, mm.
I mean, I started doing that show in 2013.
Yeah.
And we did all the way up to 2016. Mm. But they kept repeating it. This year alone, maybe this is the 20th person who's come to me and said, "You helped me out in the trip."
Wow.
It never used to happen. And then all of a sudden this year, everybody I meet is like, "Yo, during my matric exam, I was watching you. And thanks to you, I have a degree today."
What?
And I'm like, it's one of the weirdest things. It makes me feel very old, even though I understand that I was very young when I was doing that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's such a great contribution to have, you know.
Mm.
We make music and we facilitate people partying, people having a good time. Yes, I make music that touches people's hearts. But being part of an educational TV program and hearing people say that I assisted them through one of the most important steps in a person's life, graduating high school, is a real cherry on top in terms of the cake of everything I've done in my life. I am pretty proud of that.
Man, most definitely. A big shout out to you, man. And I mean, I know you're an all-round entertainer, but is there a difference between TV Maraza and music Maraza?
No, there isn't, because for me, I've always chosen shows. Whenever I get offered shows, I've always chosen shows that have been making an impact.
Mm.
You know, if it's not a show about education, it's a show about community building. If it's not a show about community building, then it's a show about music.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the same person musically as well. You know, the music that I make always has to have some type of impact. Even if you look at a simple song, like a song like Guan, you know?
Yeah.
It's a party song. It's a heavy rap song.
Yeah.
But what do people get from that song? People learn what a cerebellum is.
Yeah. That's true.
So I contributed something. You know, I at least expanded people's vocabulary.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, speaking of Guan, you know, got introduced to you musically through Guan, but they don't know you've been at it from, you know, rapping competitions to also being a member of a group, Just Dead, right? So how does it feel, man, seeing how far your music career has come?
it's brilliant, man. I feel very blessed. I'm very lucky. And big thank you to everyone who's a Maraza supporter who wasn't there from day one, because it means that you came whenever you came and you found something that you liked and you stayed. You know, I'm very grateful and very fortunate to have had a career that effectively began in 2007. Mm. 2006, to be honest.
When I was
in matric, and I was part of that group called Just Touch, which was so incredibly loved in the bubble. By the way, we got so much love. One of our first interviews was on Capricorn FM, and Capricorn FM was very new at that time.
Most definitely.
I absolutely remember that. I think there was a lady called Randani at the time who was doing a hip hop show.
Yeah.
And we came there, and then after some time, I went on to go solo. It felt amazing to look back after all of these years.
Mm.
2006, 2016, and now 2014, just 2 years shy of 20 years.
Wow.
And I still have the support of the same people I had support from from the very beginning, like Capricorn FM and so many other listeners.
Oh, man.
I'm very grateful and very blessed. And I know it's unique. It's not a chance that I take lightly.
No, most definitely, Maraza. Thank you so much for that, man. And I mean, this has been a great year musically for Maraza. I mean, you dropped an LP earlier this year and now recently dropped a single. Tell us about, you know, a bit about the LP, you know, Babies in April. What inspired the project and where can people check it out?
The inspiration for Babies in April is simple, and it ties into the song that I have right now. It was winter. It was cold. You know what happens when it's warm, people. When adults need to get warm in the winter. That is the inspiration behind that album. If you count, you know, it came out in July.
Yeah.
In July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. April is the ninth month.
Mm.
So it's a collection of love songs, a collection of R&B inspired songs. And if there is a consensual loving involved in July, then it only makes sense that there shall be babies in April. So that's why the album is called Babies in April. And it's an album about love, finding love, losing love, yearning for love, gaining love, disregarding love, not taking love seriously.
Amazing.
And then the single that I just dropped with Big Zulu and Lily Fade is about, you know, taking love seriously and making sure which you show the person that you love that it's only them and you appreciate them. Because the song is about someone who leaves. You know, their home for the big city, Johannesburg, so go and find work. And the person that they left behind feels like you've gone there and didn't just find work, but you've gone and found someone better than me, or someone you perceive to be better than me. Hence the title, Abanyolo, that's what it means.
Yes.
It means someone better. And that's what the song asks. Have you gone to Johannesburg and found someone better? Is this what has happened? Because this love is no longer the same.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, in Babies in April, I was trying to find, to look for love, critique love, find love, make love. And in this one, I'm saying, you know what? There's only one love. That is the love that I already had.
Wow. I'm taken aback. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm grasping everything that you're actually putting out there, man. But, I mean, you actually answered my follow-up question about Abangono, you know, in terms of telling us more about the song. But I want to ask, why or how did you know that, you know what, Big Zulu and Lily Faith were actually the perfect people for the song?
I think it was just meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm a huge believer in how the universe arranges things. I'm a huge believer that some of the things, we don't necessarily do them.
Yeah.
They happen. And, you know, I was in a car accident in 2015. And a couple of days after that, I recorded my biggest song ever. Mm. That song is called Guan.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks ago, I was in a car accident again. And 5 days after that car accident, Big Zulu just decided to show up to my studio. And Mayfield happened to be there. And we started talking about coming to Johannesburg and trying to find better opportunities, because all of us are from KZN, but from different parts of KZN. And I've lived in more parts of the country than them. But we're just talking about how it feels for when you leave people behind.
Yeah.
And the last time Israel and I had collaborated was in 2017. So this is 7 years later.
Mm.
So we're catching up. And in that, we discussed how people back home often feel like, you know, you're no longer interested, or you're preoccupied with something else that does not involve working to make their lives better. It's like you're preoccupied with something that is more fun for you, in terms of their perception.
Yeah.
It's like you found someone or something better to do. And it's like, no, we came here to work so we could make your lives better. The work takes so much of our time.
Mm.
And that's how we ended up making the song.
Yeah.
Lily Faith came up with the chorus, and I was just like, hey, you know, let's go. Let's just talk about exactly that. And she laid down an amazing chorus, which was the bedrock for the inspiration behind the verses by myself and Big Zulu.
Wow, wow. Beautiful stuff, Maraza. Look, man, I feel like me and you could talk the whole show. I love your journey. I love your story. But before I let you go, man, we know that the class of 2024, you know, start the exams this Friday. As someone, you know, who has guided a lot of matriculants to success, what would you like to say to the class of 2024?
To anyone who has ever been told, especially to young people who love the careers in the crafts and in the arts, we've never been told that, hey, even without a matric certificate, you can make it. Yes, that might be true. But it was one of the hardest parts you can take. What you're about to do is one of the most important things you'll ever do in your life. Please take it very, very seriously. I have a single out right now. Don't listen to that song. Don't listen to that Maraza song. Focus on your book. Go out there and focus on your books and do it your absolute best when this comes around this Friday. I wish you all nothing but the best of luck, and I guarantee you, when this is over and done, when you've gotten those matric results and you've gotten those entries into universities or to whatever paths of life you want to take after this, with a great education, abeko abangono kunawe, no one will be better than you. All the best. God be with you. Stay focused. And
wow. Thank you so much for that, Maraza. Thank you for your time, my brother. I'm about to drop your new hit, Abangono, alongside Big Zulu and Lily Faith, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and speak to me. May you have a great
day.
Thank
you so much, man. The love from Capricorn FM has been consistent. We're reaching almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to being in the studio with you physically very soon.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for that, Maraza. I really can't wait for that. Enjoy your day, my brother.
It's going to happen, Dash. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. One time. And that is Maraza.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.